Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tabitha Stories. This is where our last episode of sharing the story of Luna begins. In this episode, she will reflect on life and how kindness makes everyone else's life better. Luna will also share the meaning of art with us.
I think life is what you make it. You have to go through the troubles and the tribulations to find joy, to reinvent, to, you know, find your passion, find your purpose. You know, there's... Quick recap, I guess. Growing up on Catalina was very small. It was a small community. We helped each other. We cared. It was, you know, it was almost a perfect utopia, kind of. You know, there was problems, but, you know, you were sheltered from all the big things in life. You know, we had respect for where we lived, the people who lived there. We respected the tourists because it was our bread and butter. You know, and it just seems like that is lost nowadays. You know, you have kids that don't respect their parents, you know, or even really respect anybody around them. Not all kids, you know, but even as adults, we don't respect each other. You know, we don't respect our beliefs or someone else's beliefs. There's this thing called the Universal Moral Code. I don't know, have you ever read it?
I haven't.
It's pretty interesting. It's basic. It's they did a kind of a survey around the whole world of, you know, what's the basic moral code that everybody should, you know, live by. And it's kind of like the Ten Commandments. It's got a lot of, you know, the same things, subjects, and we lost that. We lost the one-on-one contact with people, I think. People don't respect themselves. They don't... It's just like a mess. That's why I've chosen dogs. It's hard, I guess, to talk about myself because there's just been so much in it. a lot of sorrow, a lot of regret. Not in the regret in the sense of, like, I wish I could do it over again, but I wish I could have treated people better. You know, I wish I didn't waste so much time fucking off when I could have been helping those people, you know, or, you know, giving a little part of myself to someone else who, you know, might have needed it. Sometimes it's just easier to go back to simple life.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to your neighbor. You know, help someone. Help someone like once a day. It would make a difference.
I don't know. I just thought you had like a really good story, and I still think you do. And kind of like in the show, we always have this question. And the question is, you know, knowing that you're raising dogs, knowing that you like art, and knowing your story, what does art mean to you?
What does art mean to me? It means expression. It means seeing a little bit of someone. You know, I love looking at people's art. I love, like, your art, for instance. It just caught me. It how it does tell a story. You know, I think all art does. It's like a little window into people's souls. You know, you get to see, and some of it's dark, and some of it's, you know, but you always find, like, you can identify with yourself in it. You know, whether it's, you know, the little piece of madness, or, you know, a bright color that just makes you smile, or, you know, just makes you turn your head. And then there's, you know, the art that just makes you think, you know, that says something just right out. It blows your mind. And then there's, you know, the small, you know, sceneries, you know, it provokes emotion. It provokes something inside of you that you can see. It's a lot of things to me.
I really like your point of view in art, and how it is a window to somebody's soul, to kind of like show you a little bit more about them.
About what's going on in their lives, or how it affects your life.
Yeah.
How there's some art I don't get, but I still, you know, I appreciate it. It's part of you.
Yeah, it is part of you. It is therapy, and it is.
It's, yeah, it's just, you know, and sometimes it's just pretty.
From Tabito Stories Podcast, this is our last episode sharing the story of Luna. Follow Tabito Stories at Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts as Tabito Stories Podcast. If you want to help spread the word of stories, please tell your friends about Tabito Stories. Subscribe and rate Tabito Stories. Thank you.